You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
All right, we're rolling to hour number three. Bart and Han, Alan Han, Bart Scott, 98.7 ESPN. Let's go full buffet the rest of the way, 800-919-3776. I mean, there's a lot of different storylines today. O.J. Simpson passing, Caitlyn Jenner taking shots on social media. Aaron Rodgers speaks and talks about the emotions of the injury, where he was emotionally, mentally about the injury, and how much playing for the Jets kind of made him fall back in love with football again, and how he thinks he's better for all this experience. So all that's going on, you know, from the Jet perspective. Mets and Braves underway right now. Is it still 7-0? I haven't looked up yet. 7-0 still?
Yeah, it's the bottom of the fourth, you know what I'm saying? Doing our Thug Dizzle, you know what I'm saying? We got Beatty in doing his Thug Dizzle.
There was a little bit of a delay in that game, but still.
Sorry, division to lose, man.
So there's all that going on. There's the end of the regular season for the winter sports going on, this going into this weekend. Rangers and Islanders are both playing tonight. The Flyers at Rangers.
I want to see a fight. I want to see the fight.
Canadians at Islanders. And then Saturday afternoon at the Garden, Rangers and Islanders play each other again. Curious to see what happens in that game. But the Islanders could clinch if they can win tonight and then win Saturday. So keep an eye on that. The Knicks, by the way, the Yankees play in Cleveland tomorrow.
Yeah.
But anyways, the Knicks officially clinched a top six berth last night when the Heat lost to the Dallas Mavericks, who, by the way, Luka and Kyrie, they've won 16 out of their last 18 games. That Dallas Mavericks team, they did a good job building it. Luka and Kyrie are playing great right now. I wouldn't want to play them if I'm in the West. No way.
But the team that are playing them and is locked in is the team that sent
Clippers.
Them home twice.
L.A. Clippers.
So once Kawhi come back, that's different. That claw on that forehead of Luka, I don't know.
But here's the funny thing.
That's been a kryptonite.
And everybody asking about the Suns, the Phoenix Suns, and obviously what they did with Booker and KD.
Nobody
played. Beal. The Clippers played no one. Everybody sat. So Paul George sat. Kawhi sat.
So does
Russ
that mean they
sat.
Wanted this?
Harden
does that
sat.
Does that mean they wanted this?
And the Suns were losing by 6 in the fourth quarter. They needed a big run at the end just to win the damn game. So anybody that thinks that Phoenix is some kind of like, oh, they're going to go on a run
we
in the playoffs.
Kevin Durant. We getting Kevin Durant next
year. I'd be shocked if they
get Katie. We getting Katie next year, baby.
Listen, the Mavs are plus 1,200 to win the West. That wouldn't be a bad bet. Plus 1,200. Like, that wouldn't be a bad bet. Like, you know, like I wouldn't put a lot on it because Denver is just they're a juggernaut. Did you see my man Christian Brown, by the way, last night?
The dunk he had, but he had one on
Gobert. That was nasty.
Yeah, but Gobert didn't know. Gobert lefty. Thought he was about to throw it to somebody.
Yeah, then he went lefty on him.
Yeah.
Boom! Come on now.
Yeah, but that game was that tight all the way up to the end, man. You got to also keep it in perspective, man. Carl Anthony Towns wasn't there.
What are you doing?
I'm just saying. I'm throwing some hate on it.
Christian Brown dunked on Rudy Gobert. And if you looked at Christian Brown, if he was wearing a golf shirt and slacks, you would think he was like going to help you at Best Buy.
Yeah, he's the new Caruso, like Caruso when he had the crowning balding head when he wouldn't shave it all the way off.
Balding head, he has hair.
No, I say he's like the new Caruso. Caruso looked like a just everyday man, right? Because he had like the little George Jefferson, and he was dunking on everybody. He's like the new Caruso.
Caruso looks like Elmer Fudd, let's be honest.
Yeah, but at least now he looks younger that he cut the peninsula off his head. You know what I'm saying?
I'm just saying that dunk was good. No, it got me fired up.
No, it was good, though. Like, you know, Rudy
really?
Gobert.
Really? You're going to go, yeah, that was good, though. It's a lefty dunk,
but it's
over a
it's
defensive
different.
Player of the year.
He didn't jump. He wasn't jumping. Like, he didn't play. It's not like he came there to contest.
Nope.
He was playing back. He was stuck in no man's land.
And
he laid it up and dunked it. I'm talking about like the dunk, like Ant-Man when he broke his finger. That's a dunk on somebody. When somebody see you coming, they're like, oh, what's
he
up?
He barely dunked that. He threw it down.
Man.
That dunk by Brown, I'm sorry. The dunk by Brown to me is
don't say it's better than Anthony. Don't say it's better than Anthony Adams. Yes. Nah, hell no.
Arguably the best dunk of the season.
Man, Rudy didn't even Rudy was playing in between no man. I'm talking about I want to see the ones that's contested. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, like, Brandon Miller had one last night like that.
Yeah.
For the Hornets.
Yeah.
That was a sledgehammer, that dunk.
Yeah, I want you to see me come and
he
say
he had a whole season of we're 10-40 and I hate everybody dunk. Like that's what that was.
Yeah,
I
can't wait till Bridges go to Detroit. That's what Isaiah says is going to happen. So I wonder if that helps him up. Yeah, he said a couple weeks ago on the NBA show.
Maybe he needs to go home. Okay.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be bad. He's a good player.
Yeah, they've tried to get him before when he was suspended.
So, anyways, the Heat lose, and so the Knicks clinch top six. And this is now what the whole debate becomes. Because the Bucks actually beat Orlando last night without Giannis. Giannis is out for the season. He's not going to play the rest of the season.
It's funny. When one of those dudes are out, the team always plays better.
Bobby Portis had a great game.
Yeah, because I think the roles are defined. And they don't got to worry about, like when Dame is there, they play better. Right. When Giannis is there and Dame is out, they play better. But together, they haven't been able to figure it out. And that's why Doc always staggers them so much. But they got to figure out how to coexist, man. It's almost as weird as watching Minnesota. Yeah, it's weird as watching Minnesota last year. You know what I mean? Minnesota, we figuring out Carl Anthony and like how Rudy was like clogging up the lane for Anthony Edwards, who had a down year because they were trying to figure out what the roles is and the spacing. I feel like that's what's happened with Milwaukee.
Yeah, there's a lot there. Their defense is their biggest issue. Like they don't guard anybody. They're terrible defensively, and they also have a bad spirit. You know what I mean? Like they just have a bad spirit. Like the minute things go wrong for them, they lay down. So I thought Orlando was going to go in there and play them physical and win, but they didn't. So Orlando now finds themselves back. You know, they're all of a sudden skating backwards. Now the two seed is still available, although it's highly unlikely at this point. But the two seed is still somewhat available for the Knicks if they win out. And, you know, I think the Bucks still have to play OKC at OKC. And then they play the Magic in Orlando this time to finish the season. So right now the Knicks are basically a game and a half back of second. Right? I have people that tell me that they don't want the two seed because the two seed would mean – a matchup with like the Sixers
or the Heat.
Or the Heat, depending on who wins the seven seed in the 7-8 matchup. Now it's still possible it could be the Pacers if they lose and drop. So should the Knicks play things these next couple of games to want the three, which they right now have a half game lead over Cleveland, who won last night. Should the Knicks play this to secure three, avoid four, so you want to be in the bracket that you don't see the Celtics as a conference final? Or should you not care and get the highest seed you can, and if you can get 50 wins in the two seed, so be it. You got to play everybody at some point. How do we feel about this, Bart? Should they be strategic about where they finish in the standings?
I mean, clearly Tyronn Lue thought that, right? He didn't play his guys for a reason yesterday.
No, they're locked into the 4-5. It doesn't matter.
Oh, okay.
For them, it's all about do you want to play at home or not. That's all it is.
So is Phoenix locked into the 4-5? I mean,
No. It's Dallas and the Clippers are locked into the 4-5.
Oh, so it's nothing they could have did.
No, it's just a matter of who's going to have home court.
Mm-hmm.
That's all that is. But yeah, though they're locked in the 4-5. They already know. So, you know, like the Celtics tonight have a bunch of guys on the injured list. It's like half the team is on the injured list. It's hard to believe because it's a TNT game. It's hard to believe that they're going to actually sit all of their guys. So you're going to see them probably play some, but I don't imagine the Celtics want to get into a scratch and claw with the Knicks because the Knicks are still playing for some. Like, listen to the people that are on their injured list right now as of 1:30. Jaylen Brown is listed as now available. Drew Holiday, questionable. Al Horford's available, so he's going to play.
Drew Holiday got all
Jason
that money
Tatum out. Is going to play. He's available. So these guys were all listed as questionable, but now they're available. So the one guy, Drew Holiday, and Kristaps Porzingis is questionable. So I imagine they're not going to play Porzingis and they're not going to play Holiday. They'll play Brown and Tatum, and I don't think they'll play them a ton.
They're not going to show up their new toy that they just gave all that money to?
Drew Holiday?
Yeah, I just want
to. They're resting their guys right now.
I know. Yeah, they've afforded themselves the ability.
Do you think they should play out and win out, and if they can get to the two seed, do it, even if it means having to take on the Sixers or the Heat? Or do you think they should be strategic and go, give me the three seed, I'll take my chances with the Pacers or Orlando?
Yeah. I mean, give me the Pacers or Orlando. I think they should try and start resting players too. They're going
to
have 10 days. They're going to have 10 days. I mean, if they, you know, I'd much rather, I don't want to face playoff Jimmy. I don't care what's going on. I don't want to see playoff Jimmy. So if I can avoid playoff Jimmy, I'd rather do that.
Do you think the Knicks is something I said on Get Up today? So the Bucks have the Giannis issue, and you don't know what his status is going to be, right?
Like
they could end up not having him at all in the first round. You don't know. I mean, this is something that the calf issue, which had lingered already, which was an Achilles issue 2 or 3 weeks ago, which was a hamstring issue last week. If they don't have Giannis, they could lose in the first round. And if you look at the Bucks as all season long, they were considered the one team that with them and the Celtics. The Sixers get Embiid back, and they've won six in a row. Who would be the team then if I'm calling it the Boston Invitational? Is there anybody that you would say, if you were to power rank teams that have the best shot at facing the Celtics in the conference finals, who would be the best? What would be number one?
I mean, you're still going to go, in my opinion, you're going to go the Knicks, and then you're going to go Joel Embiid, and then you probably go, if Dame Dollar, they can get out and, you know, Giannis can get healthy, which concerns me, man, because if it's been lingering all year.
That's that KD thing, right? It makes you wonder.
And it's moving down, right? So now it's at the calf.
Right.
Start at the hamstring, now it's the calf. Next is something that you don't want to deal with. And so, I mean, I would go there, then probably Orlando, and then the Pacers and, you know.
Right. Yeah.
But Orlando is intriguing, man, too. Just because Banchero is so special, man, and they
but
so
they
great.
Bothered me last night because they did not they didn't just
immaturity.
Lose they were bad last night.
Yeah, but I want to see him again. Let me see with the remix.
Even their own coach kind of said like this is what the playoffs going to look like, and you know like this is the intensity you got to bring. Like that was a desperate Bucks team.
Yeah, but that kind of lets them know okay, and that can kind of wake a young team up. Like, wow, man, this is different levels. Like, man, this is crazy. Like, all right, man, this is how it's going to be. All right, we got to raise our intensity and attention to detail. And, like, you know, when they go into it, they'll have the game plan to be tighter.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And let's see, they play them again, correct? Or do they play Boston?
Yeah, they finish the season. The Bucks and the Magic meet in Orlando. They finish the season.
So I want to see how they play there because, like, you expect, you know, home court advantage sometimes. Young teams at home play a lot different than on the road. So let's see. Maybe like young teams, their attention span is bad. No matter what you think, they can have letdown games like that.
I just think again 800-919-3776. We'll get to your calls momentarily on this. It's because it's become that debate now among Knicks fans is I don't want the two seed. That's what I've heard this from a number of people. There's a lot of Knicks fans around the studios at Seaport that work on all the different shows, and they always said I don't want the two seed. I don't want it. I don't want to have to face, like you said, the Heat. I don't want to have to face the Sixers if they win with Embiid. I don't want to do with that. And I'm like, I would want to get the best seed possible. And so, because if I get the two seed, you know what else I lock it up? I guarantee that the second round, no matter who I face, I have home court advantage again.
Well, that's important. And that's important, I'm sure.
It matters
to
me. And if somebody knocks off the Celtics somehow, some way in the second round, guess who has home court advantage in the Eastern Conference Finals? Me.
Yeah.
So I want that.
How do we get the Heat to face the Boston Celtics? How does that happen? Because if they're the one seed.
The Heat would have to finish in the eighth seed.
Got you.
So basically right now, again, things can change because of all the different setups, right? But the Heat, after last night's loss, they're a game back of the Sixers. They're in the eighth seed. Game back of the Sixers in the seventh seed. Now, they can't fall the ninth. That's too far away. So they're locked in. They're 7 or 8. So what would have to happen here is if the Heat finish in the eighth seed, they'd have to lose to the Sixers in the first play-in. The Sixers then get the seventh seed. Then the Heat would have to beat the winner of Bulls-Hawks, the 9-10, to lock in the eighth seed. That's kind of what they did last year. They lost their first game. and to for the seventh seed, and then they won to get the eighth seed. And so Miami then would face the Celtics in the first round, and that for Boston would not be comfortable.
Yeah.
Not at all. But I still think Boston's just a better team.
Yeah, but I want them to come beat them up a little bit.
I hear you. Soften them up. I got you.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
They might go to some of those tactics that, you know, somebody ain't leaving that series healthy.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm looking at it, and I'm looking at the standings right now, and I'm just saying to myself, you're going to have to beat teams like the Sixers somehow, some way, at some point. So why would you say, I'd rather have the three seed and play the Pacers, who have beaten you three times this season, who run up and down the floor? I still think they could beat them in a seven-game series, but I don't know if I'm as in on the Sixers as everybody else seems to be, because as I've said, Joel Embiid, he's got a gigantic brace on his right knee. You know what you got to do with him. You know what you got to do. You already know what you're getting out of Tyrese Maxey. You know it's going to be pick and roll. You don't have to go into drop coverage. They don't have enough shooting, in my opinion, on the perimeter. And I think you can beat them on the boards. So I think you can beat them. I don't know if the Sixers are that scary of a team as you think.
I'm not saying that. I just, listen, Joel Embiid, who knows what you're going to get.
But it's Miami I don't want to see, because it's Spoelstra. It's that freaking Miami team. Those guys, they find ways to get under your foot and twist ankles and beat you up. Brunson will be all banged up out of that series, and I'm all set. I don't need that. He will not be banged up. Like, the only thing about the Sixers that bothers me is Kyle Lowry, because he's just been a thorn in the side forever, and you know he'll just do it again.
Mess around and come in and get 12 points off the bench, get your players in foul trouble, somebody mess around and step on his foot or something crazy.
But you see what I'm saying? If you can somehow, if you're in the 2-3, so the 2-seed or the 3-seed, and it's still possible, though not as likely, that you can get the 2-seed. It's possible, but I Milwaukee owns the tiebreaker, so they'd have to lose out. So let's just say it's 2-3. You can live with that. Because at least you know in the second round, the best team you'll play is the Bucks, and the Bucks are compromised because now maybe by the second round Giannis will be able to play, but you got to know. I mean, he had a hamstring strain that he played through. Now he's got this issue with the calf. There's concern about the Achilles. There's a lot there that you wonder what kind of condition that he and the Bucks will be in if you see them in the second round. So the 3-seed is probably your most likely landing spot, but I would not want that 4th seed, I'll tell you that. And you're only a half game up. It's what makes tonight's game. You got the Nets on Friday, so back-to-back, and then you play Sunday afternoon against the Bulls again. And the Bulls are playing for nothing.
Yeah. Let's
basically trying to maintain home court.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they want home court for the 9-10 game. That's basically about it. Right now they're they're a game and a half up on the Hawks for that, but it's an interesting place. I just can't believe how many fans are like, oh, I don't want the 2-seed. I don't want to have to play the Heat. I don't want to have to play the Sixers. Like, man, what are you worried about? Like, you're going to have to play good teams anyway.
Want the smoke? That's what you're basically saying?
Well, I'm just saying that you're going to have to play good teams anyway.
True.
Right? Like, I always feel like there's something about how I'm going to maneuver my way to play this opponent, and then that opponent goes, oh, you wanted to play us, huh? Oh, okay. Like, you know how that goes, Bart.
No doubt.
So just win out and see where it takes you.
Ask no. Chad.
You don't love that.
Ask Chad.
800-919-3776.
Chad, you want the jet punk.
Dave on the car phone. We have car phones, Dave.
Dave on the freeway, speeding up the highway.
Right.
Come my way.
Dave?
I'm just saying, I'm hoping that they get the 3-seed. That's what I'm looking for. If you can't beat Indiana, you shouldn't be talking about the Knicks. I forget. I don't care how many times Indiana beat them. The reason why it's the 3-seed is because we're beating Milwaukee if this guy's at 60, 70%. If he plays, we're going to beat him. We're in the Eastern Conference Finals. We lose to them if he's 100%. He's not going to be 100%.
Yeah.
He's 90%, probably lose. But he's not going to even be 90%. He's going to be like 70, 60. I think we win. I think we're in the Eastern Conference Finals with a 3-seed. But this guy, he's not going to have some miracle all of a sudden he's 100%. I don't see that happening. That's why I'm wishing for the 3-seed. That's what I'm hoping for.
Three-seed. So you don't want the 2-seed? You don't want the 2-seed if they can get it?
No, I don't want the 2-seed. No way.
Now why?
I want the 3-seed. I just don't want the two seed. I think it's an easier route to the Eastern Conference Finals playing against Milwaukee with one great guy and one guy who's he's not going to be. I don't see him having some miracle comeback where he's 100%.
It's true.
We could play with him if he's 100% anyways, but I think we beat them. I really do. Mm. He's 60%, we beat him.
But here's the thing. With the three seed, you got to win on their home court. And if there's a game seven,
I get it.
You got to win on their home court. You know, I'd rather have home court. Home court to me is so much more important than anything else. Matchups are matchups. It's the playoffs. You're going to play good teams. It's the way it is.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You're going to play a good team. And if you're afraid of Indiana, come on, we shouldn't be talking. I know Indiana beat them.
I'm not trying to avoid. Indiana. That's what I mean. Yeah, I'm not trying to avoid anybody. The only team if I were the Knicks, the team I just don't want to see is Miami, and it's not because I'm afraid of losing to them. It's just because you know after that a series like that, you're beat up. You're beat up.
Brunson's going to be beat up, and I don't like the idea of going against a great coach and a tremendous, tremendous, tremendous general manager. I don't like that.
Yeah, exactly.
I do not want to see Miami. There's no way I want to see them.
No, which is why, again, if you're...
I might rather play the Celtics than play them. That's how crazy. You know, I don't want to see the Heat. Yeah, I'm serious.
I'm with you 100%. And you know what? Here's the thing. If I see them in the second, if I see them in the conference finals, I'm all right with it, though, because that means they beat the Celtics, right? So I'm okay. By then, I'll be all right. But it's true. But see what I mean, though, Bart? Like, it's like nobody wants the two seed.
Scary way.
It's crazy. Scott in Brooklyn. Scott.
This whole conversation is ludicrous. Hello, guys.
What's
you know, how do you have this conversation when Philadelphia can move all the way up to the five? They play Orlando tomorrow night. You're going to sit there and say, oh, I don't want the two because I don't want to get Philadelphia at seven. Philly beats Orlando tomorrow night. Now they're tied. I understand they lose the tiebreaker because Orlando's in a different division and they're going to win their division, which, by the way, you have to, like, you know, search NBA division leaders, which doesn't come up.
Like nobody cares about division unless there's a tiebreaker. Yeah, so Scott, you're so right.
Unless it's this time of year.
It's so funny. I was talking to somebody the other day about this, and when I was going over the scenarios, and then they're like, "Well, they could win the division." I'm like, "Division? What? They still do that?" Like,
right. Exactly.
Didn't even notice it.
And so Philadelphia wins out. There's a chance Orlando loses out, and certainly the. Certainly, Indiana could lose a game. I mean, I don't know. And by the way, the Knicks have a game up on Cleveland because the Knicks have the
tiebreaker. That's a good point. You're right.
They won the season series.
Yeah, that's a good
point. So I just think you win. You want to have this conversation, you know, after the Orlando-Philadelphia game tomorrow
night.
Sunday. Fine. But I think you just try and win. You get where you're going. You play who you want to go. Ideally, I'd like to be in the 3-6 against Orlando. I'd love to see Philadelphia play Milwaukee in the first round. Miami play Boston in the first round. But whatever happens, happens, man. Just go out and play the games.
That's the way it has to be. I think that's Tibbs' mentality too, Scott. I got to be honest with you. I definitely think that's exactly what he's thinking is – Let the chips fall where they may. We can't worry about it.
Yeah, that's him. But that's the scary fans that are nervous about stuff like that. We get to try and line it up.
Yeah, or at least
I mean, every once in a while, teams
work.
Line it up. They rest people and mm-hmm. stuff like that when they prefer a certain thing. But I think with the uncertainty at the bottom, you just got to win. With the uncertainty at the bottom, because you don't know what the other team's going to do, you want to play good basketball. You don't want guys to show guys that hey, games don't matter, even though that may be the case. But it's too late, you know, in the game. Man.
What?
Mets are Metting.
Already? I mean, they were doing so well. 7-0. Yeah, all right, 800-919-3776. So we'll play that game. Who would you rather play? If you could control it, who would you rather face in the first round as we are going into the weekend, the final weekend of the NBA regular season? The Knicks right now sitting right there in the number three spot in the Eastern Conference, just a game and a half back of two. 800-919-3776. We'll get more of your calls, but first, Bart, can you tell me about PanCan, please?
Yeah, man. PanCan Purple Stride is the ultimate walk to end pancreatic cancer. If you or a loved one has been affected by pancreatic cancer, Purple Stride is the event for you. Your participation and fundraising makes all the difference in advancing progress for patients. Join the movement on Saturday, April 27th at 9 a.m. at the Seaport at South Street Seaport, Pier 17. Register today at purplestride.org/New York. That's purplestride.org/New York.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Well, the Mets got out of that inning, Bart.
Did you see that crap?
Although,
really?
Yeah, there was a moment there where you're like, are they really going to Met? Are they Metting?
I mean, come
wild
on, man. Really?
Pitch, that run scores?
That's what I'm saying. Run, wild pitch. Like, come on, man. Yeah. Metting.
It did look like they were Metting for a second there, but that did not happen. All is well.
I'm still not comfortable with only a 4-point lead.
7-3 now all of a sudden, right? But they did get out of the inning with two. I believe two was still on, right?
Yeah. But I'm still not comfortable.
There was only
with
one
that.
On at that. Oh, because of course that other runner scored. What am I saying? Yeah, what do you feel like you need?
Yeah,
some
so
more
7-3.
Runs in this game?
Yeah, man. I feel like I need some more security, man.
Isn't that amazing? You have 7 runs. You have a 7-run lead, and you're like, yeah, I don't feel that good.
Because this, like, cut your heart out. Like, first of all, like, they just get to this astronomical early lead. Like, hold up, man. What's going on?
Quintana's still pitching, too. That's the thing. It's not like you know, yeah. You haven't gone to your bullpen yet. That's when you always
but
worry.
They had Beatty. Beatty started, right?
It's the best line ever, though. It's the best line about how baseball is such a crazy sport. Stephen A. said this.
Couple errors, man.
No. Like, think about it. In baseball, everybody, 8 guys can show up locked in and ready to go. All it takes is one guy to ruin the whole thing. That one guy's the pitcher. Think about it. 8 guys can be there, and they're all locked in, ready to go. Like, I mean, I'm seeing the ball. I'm hitting all that. But if your starting pitcher is just out to lunch,
but I don't know,
you ain't winning.
I don't know, because sometimes you can say the same thing about quarterbacks throwing interceptions.
Good point.
Told you, I was with Kyle Bowler one time. This dude threw 7 interceptions and fumbled.
Well, you know what? That's on the coach.
Guess what?
No, that's on the coach.
I know, but guess what? We lost.
How did he ever get to be allowed to throw 7?
Listen, we lost by 3. You feel me? That's how good our defense was. We lost. Like, Kyle, can you just make one play? Just one.
Can you just throw it in the ground? Just throw it to the ground. Like, I'd rather you throw it in the ground.
We would have had a better chance if we would have punted on 3rd down, just punt. Like, and just play the field position, and eventually the defense would have scored for him.
How many interceptions did he throw on 3rd down? That would have drove me crazy.
It was the craziest thing against the Denver Broncos. Yeah. 7 turnovers.
See, again, I blame coaching for that.
Like, bro.
That's like when a player goes 0-10. It's like, yeah. All right, I blame the coach now. Because by the time you're like, once you're like 0-6, like, all right, tell you what, why don't you start passing the basketball now?
It's like when John Starks was missing and y'all didn't take him out.
Hey, listen.
From 3.
I told you, when I talked to Pat Riley about that game, that's the thing he said. He said, I blame myself. He doesn't blame John. You believe in John. John had a great game 6, right? You had to feel like.
It always works like that, right?
Like,
you
have like the he's going to make one. Life,
oh, yeah. Followed up by the worst game of your life.
But you had to feel like he's going to make one eventually, right? It's not going to keep happening, right?
Like, he can't miss. Surely he can't miss 10 in a row.
But that's the coach's fault.
Was it James Harden in the Houston Rockets?
Oh, that
boing, boing.
That game, did they miss 22 straight threes in that game as a team? Right? Wasn't it something like that? Mike D'Antoni, right?
Keep shooting the odds. The odds tell you you're going to get it. Boing, right, boing,
that's
boing,
the ultimate analytic.
Boing.
Well, the odds that you're going to get a hit are going up. It was 27 straight misses that game. Oh, my God. The odds are you're going to make one eventually. The odds were wrong today.
Yeah, exactly. The odds be that way because sometimes you get extremes. Hit them all, miss them all.
800-919-3776. Lang is in Connecticut. Lang.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I wanted to make two quick comments. I was hoping to get on air yesterday about what was said, and then I'll get to my next point. Comment number one, the plant-based diet. Big advocate. I was in the best shape of my – yep, I did it for over a year. I was training to join a three-letter government agency. We'll leave it at that. And I was in the best shape of my adult life at the ripe old age of 34. Not only physically but mentally. I shed 30 pounds, cranking out 50 sit-ups and push-ups in a minute, seven-minute
mile. So what was your diet like? You did this for a year. What was it? Because normal people, it's very difficult to do. Like I say to Josh, like, yeah, it must be nice. You have your own chef and all that stuff. It's easy, right?
Mushrooms, beans.
Yeah, what did you do?
I'm fortunate. My spouse was also doing it, and she's tremendous in the kitchen, very creative. A lot of tahini. I'm a big sauce guy. I love my sauces. Okay. Using the tahini as a sauce. A lot of beans, a lot of
lentils.
Quinoa, salad.
Lion's mane.
Your palate adjusts. And also, I think I was able to stick with it from a discipline standpoint because I knew it was only temporary. I just had to get my, 300-meter sprint in 47 seconds. Oof. I passed the test for what it's worth. Ended up not doing it. Life got in the way. Two kids under three. Anyway, you can probably guess which agency.
But leave it at that. But how did it feel when you – took your first bite of beef again?
Oh, it was amazing. Tremendous.
But tremendous. Did you pay for it, though?
Yeah, oh, my God. Your stomach must have blown up.
Yeah, well, I was lucky. My brother's a gastroenterologist, so he had some tips there. But any event, so that's my first, and even mentally sharper plant-based diet.
Yeah, the mental fog,
energy.
Yeah.
So, I like it.
I got to try it. Yep.
Did you go into ketosis?
Maybe around Thanksgiving. That first Thanksgiving hit me good. I'll tell you that much.
No. I'm saying when you're on your plant based, were you fully in ketosis? That means like your body was burning all the fat and stuff like that because you gave it all fuel.
I lost 20 pounds in the first month, and then the last 10 pounds took 6 months.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, it was amazing. It was quite the story, folks. Every morning 4 a.m. running at a local high school track. It was it just goes to show you that mind over matter is a real thing. I mean, you can do 34 years of age and running a 7 minute mile. I never ran a 7 minute mile when I was 22 years of age.
Wow.
So, any event, enough self-clothing. I want to give you kudos, Alan. Big of you yesterday when you were talking about the last Knicks point guard, and you gave kudos to Stephon Marbury after the shade he threw at you, being critical of your stance on. Who could be an All-NBA team. That was nice of you. And Marbury was great in his day, a 20-8 guy, right? I mean, I know there's been quite a few of them since his time, but at the time it was pretty nice to see. And that's nice and humble of you not to go on with that. But with respect to the Knicks, I've been saying it all along. The Sixers is the way to go, all right? I think matchup-wise, when you look at the roster and ours, and I think it shows in how we've played them this year, we match up the best. And then the final thing I'll just quickly mention has to do with Hartenstein. I hope as soon as we lock in Tibbs, we can lock in Hartenstein. His teardrop has been huge. Mm-hmm. And when Brunson gets doubled at half court, we're going to really need to lean on that teardrop so that we can keep the defense honest. Thank you so much. I'd love to hear your take on that.
Thanks, Lang. Yeah, I've said many times, I do think after the Tibbs and Leon, all that stuff gets locked up. I think Hartenstein is one of the first priorities of the offseason. Right? It is. Because it's clear he fits perfect. He's everything you want. Tibbs loves him. He's going to be a free agent. There's going to be teams that are going to want to sign him. He has said he wants to stay here. He loves it here. He and Mitchell Robinson have really become close friends. I think that is easily something that you're going to do. You're going to see them do going forward because he does fit there. He's very smart. He has all different skill set and a better than average defender, which is a lot of things that nobody really knew about with him, but, you know, you're learning it. Allen in Uniondale. Allen.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
What's happening?
Ain't not much. I wanted to talk about that Starks game because recently I read Blood in the Garden, you know, the book by Chris.
Yeah. Yeah, great. Yep, he did a great job with that book. Yeah,
it's really good, man. It's really good. It brought back a lot of memories.
Yeah, Chris Herring is the author. He's a terrific writer, and he spent the time doing it. It was a book I always wanted to do, that 94 season. It's such a fascinating season. He took the time, wrote it, and it's a fantastic book about that year. The first one on, last one off mentality that they had. They did a midnight – Bart, how about this? They did a midnight madness practice in Charleston. Pat Riley had these guys show up at midnight when you were first allowed to go on the court, the NBA rules. Like, you had guys like Charles Oakley, like, man, what are we doing here?
Charles,
but it was just
like,
the point
the
he wanted to make.
At the club.
Yeah, it was the point he wanted to make about how we're going to be the first ones on, last ones off. They were the second to last ones off that season.
Mm. Yeah. Right. And in the book, they talk about how, like, I think it was Ronaldo Blackman, and before they got on the plane to go to Houston, he said, can our families come?
Yeah.
And Pat Riley did not like that. He said, what? He thought he was undermining him. So that's one of the reasons he didn't put him in the game. It's because he thought he was undermining him. And that's why we didn't get a ring.
That's how Ronaldo felt that. Like, that was not Pat Riley. That it was Ronaldo. Pat never said that. But it is something that Ronaldo Blackman thought that Rolando. I'm all over the map. He was upset. And thought that was the reason why he didn't play was because he did request the idea of family coming on the charter. And Riley was all about no families allowed on the charter. We don't do it that way. And, we want you locked in on the game and not thinking about your family and worrying about all the stuff with your family. Let your family come on their own and handle it themselves. You got to be locked in on winning this thing. He thought that's why he didn't get in. Riley told me personally that he regrets it and that he knew he had him there. But the problem was he did not want to lose faith in John. And that's how he felt. He just felt like John got us here. He was a big part of us. I don't want to give up on him because he's having a bad game. And he wanted to believe in him. Now, another story is Doc Rivers was on that team. The reason why Derek Harper was there was because he blew out his knee and they thought they lost him for the season. So they traded for Derek Harper. And then Doc had worked his way back. And Doc was almost close to being cleared to play. And Doc wanted to play, and they didn't clear him. Because Doc said, like, I would have played in that game, and maybe they would have won. So there's all that maybe, what if this happened, what if that happened from that year. And it all coincides, of course, as we're talking about that, with 94. They were up 3-2, and that was, of course, the big part of that was O.J. Simpson in the white Bronco, as everybody was watching that instead of Game 5 on NBC in the NBA Finals. And if you're just joining us, O.J. Simpson passed away today at the age of 76, succumbed to cancer. We had all kinds of thoughts about that. All right, we'll finish up some calls. Mets are still up 7-3, bottom of the sixth in Atlanta.
Brandy.
Yes, you wanted, but you have to do something first before we
get to Brandy. Oh, okay, Brandy, after I do, and tell everybody about my friends at Sandwell Institute for Pain Management. Friends, go see my friend, Dr. Jay Shaw. He's a double board certified pain specialist. Don't let your neck, back, joint, or nerve pain slow you down from doing all the things that you love. It's time for you to reclaim your active lifestyle. You say, how do I do that? I'll tell you how. Call Dr. Jay Shaw today at Sandwell Pain. Dr. Shaw treats joint, neck, back, sciatic, and nerve pain. Dr. Shaw is also a migraine and headache specialist. Procedures involve no cuts, no scars, no incisions, or downtime. Call Dr. Jay Shaw and take a non-surgical approach with precise image guided without pain medication. Enjoy a pain-free life. Same day or next day appointments are available. Go to SandwellPain.com and put an end to your pain and suffering today. Why wait any longer? Make your appointment with Dr. Jay Shaw by going to SandwellPain.com and regain your active lifestyle. Enjoy all your favorite activities pain-free. Sandwell Pain now has 3 convenient locations in Woodbridge, Livingston, and a brand new office in Inglewood to serve Bergen County. Visit SandwellPain.com. You wish you met Dr. Jay Shaw a lot sooner. Most major insurances are accepted.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And, boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
K Show coming up top of the hour. DJ Mr. C.
Man.
Rest in beats.
Then it goes a little something like this. Yes, here we go. On with the show. That's the rhythm of this.
So tonight, busy night on the sports schedule here in New York. As the Mets are playing right now, 7-3, they have the lead in Atlanta in the bottom of the sixth inning. They were up 7-0 in this game. It's now 7-3. Yankees play in Cleveland tomorrow. The Knicks and the Celtics tonight in Boston. There's three games to go in the season. The Celtics, they have a bunch of guys in the injury report, but it looks like Brown and Tatum are both going to play in this game. Jrue Holiday likely will not. That's what I'm seeing anyway. Rangers playing at home against the Flyers and the Islanders playing at home against the Montreal Canadiens. Big game for the Islanders to get more points and try to lock up a playoff spot, which they could do this weekend. So all that happening. And then, Bart, there's this. So you remember Mikal Bridges told the story about how he eats Chipotle every day?
Yeah.
And he loves it. And so Chipotle Tweets did like a whole thing with Mikal Bridges and Josh Hart. Former teammates at Villanova.
Former meat eater.
And yeah, right. And so they did a thing with a lie detector test, asking a bunch of questions. And one of the questions is, obviously, is it true that you, when you said you ate Chipotle every day? And Mikal Bridges said, yes, it's true. And the lie detector said, he is accurate, that it is true. So Josh asked this question. Would you ever want me as a teammate again? And Bridges said, yes.
And the survey said?
True.
He'll want anything to get out of what the hell he's dealing with now.
Don't you think it's kind of weird, though?
Ben Simmons.
Like, honestly, if you flip this thing.
In college, did you ever like one of my girlfriends?
Like, the Nets have got to be like, can we dial this down, please? Like, seriously. Like, can you make it any more obvious?
Just not into you. Have they signed Bridges to a long-term contract?
He's in one right now. I think he's got a couple of years left.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No.
Well, I'm saying from the Suns, right? He got that from the
Suns.
Yeah,
he had that contract from the Suns.
But it's nothing crazy.
No, it's a good contract. I think he still has like 2 years left on it, though. Yeah. Yeah, so he's 26, so you still got to wait two more years.
That's a good movable contract. Somebody can take him with 2 years left on the deal. They'll trade for him.
Somebody would love to have him, but would they do that?
Yeah, he'd be in Miami next year.
Yeah, tonight, Jaylen Brown's available. Al Horford's available. Jason Tatum's available. So it looks like the Celtics are at least going to put up a decent team to play against the Knicks. It's on TNT, so no MSG tonight. But the Celtics are really playing for nothing. They definitely want to keep their guys healthy. But Porzingis is questionable, so I don't know if he's going to play. Jrue Holiday, questionable, and I don't think he's going to play. So certainly keep an eye on that and other things because the Knicks still have a shot at the 2 seed, but they want to lock up the 3. Okay, show next, Bart. I will see you tomorrow.
Ahala.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.